The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I did something for the first time in my entire life, and I'm so happy I did it. Okay, try something new. It's the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, our best friend, Anthony A. Happy Monday. Good morning. So I went to San Diego.
Dana's first time in the Diego. Been.
All I knew about San Diego was Anchorman.
You stay classy, San Diego.
That's all I knew. And Automatic kept telling me, Dana, it's so beautiful. You're going to love it. My mom has been to San Diego. You don't disappoint. I was like, what? My mom? I was disappointed in knowing she'd been and I hadn't been.
San Diego's one of the most visited places in the country. So
okay, well.
Most people, not most, but a lot of people have been there.
Automatic, not a lot of people travel. I'm going to tell you something right now. There's people listening right now that have never been on a plane and don't leave wherever they live because we are creatures of habit. And I read this study. Trying new things is good for brain health.
Yeah.
Trying new things is good for emotional health. You know, when you're little and you're a toddler or you're a baby or whatever, or you're 7 or 8 or 9 and trying something makes you excited. When you get older, you're afraid. It's good for you.
That's probably why I have great brain health, because I'm always the one who's like, hey, you guys want to go? Let's go.
I don't know if
you're
good.
Or hey, you
want to
try this new food? Yes, I'll try it. I mean, I'm the guy that's ready to jump off the cliff first.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know if I'm so like, you got good brain health or you're just a risk taker. You're an explorer by nature.
For sure. I've been an explorer since I was like little. I used to get on my bike and just drive all around the city without telling my mom, and then I would come back home and she'd be like, where were you? And I'd be like, oh, it was just down the street. But in all reality, I was like literally
getting into trouble
miles and miles away from my house when I was like 6 years old.
Just like most explorers, you were a delinquent. But anyway, what do we got for National Day, DJ Automatic?
So everything's got a National Day at this point. We got Julianne Fries Day, which is skinny fries.
I love skinny fries.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we got National Middle Child Day. So shout out to my brother, Matt, who is the definition of a middle child, which means he was always worried or afraid of things. And that's why he hated going exploring with me when I was like, just take off on my mom.
Shout out to my daughter, Stasia. She's my middle child. I love you, baby girl.
But the most important day is it is vinyl record day. Shout out to all my DJs. Shout out to my vinyl collectors. I mean, I have a great record collection. Shout out to my daughter. She just bought me some new records. She got me a Tribe Called Quest record. You got me a Wu-Tang record recently.
Nirvana.
I
put up on a ZZ Top.
I was going to say, Dana got me a ZZ Top record.
Give me all your loving, all your hugs and kisses too.
I'm telling you.
Shout out to vinyl outselling CDs for the first time in 20 years.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I like to remind myself, along with everybody listening, that I used to be overweight because it's something that I still have a problem with. We just had a conversation with our social media videographer about the difficulty I have uploading content because I feel heavy still.
Dana has body dysmorphia.
I do. And I think a lot of people who have gone through an extreme weight loss, and I don't even know if mine was extreme, is 60 pounds.
Is pretty...
That's extreme, dude.
Yeah, that's
a lot extreme. Of weight.
Especially when you're my height, you know, 5'2 on a good day.
That's half your person.
It really is. You're right. It's half my body weight. So I know I'm not overweight, but I feel like I am. I know I'm in a healthier place, but I still have all of these qualms in my head when I look at video of myself or I see photos or in the mirror. I'm like, okay, I'm not heavy, but I still feel that way. But I feel it. So I started looking things up about how to combat that. And most of all, though, why was I there in the first place? Why did I have all this extra weight on my body? And I know people that are listening ask themselves that question. If you're in that place where you feel unhealthy, where you're like, I need to get right with myself, there are 4 reasons that you're holding that extra weight. And I bet you can identify with at least one of them. Number one is you use food for comfort. It Ooh. Makes you feel so good.
Guilty. That's it one of my favorite things to do is sit down in front of the TV and eat.
And then go to sleep, right?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, just nod off with all them extra carbs.
I love it.
There's another reason, and this was mine. It still is to this day. You don't ever feel full. That's one I identify with for sure. I can eat a whole pizza. I'm not exaggerating. Ask Automatic. He looks at me like, what are you doing?
Well, some days you just got to eat until you hate yourself.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I think Dana has an empty leg, though.
Because I just keep going. I love the way it tastes so much, though. And I got to put it in my head. It's okay. You could have more pizza later. You don't have to eat it all now. There's more cheesecake. You know, there's more cheesecake. And the next reason you're holding on to extra weight, you eat when you're sad, you eat to celebrate, you eat when you're happy. Basically,
emotional eater.
Emotional eating, yeah, automatic, yeah.
I know some people in my family that are emotional eaters. I identified that I was an emotional eater, so I don't eat when I'm happy or sad or anything anymore. I try not to, at least.
I opened up with me being overweight. Used to be overweight too when I got pregnant.
Well, I got fat when you were pregnant. And the reason I got fat was because I was eating my food and your food. I don't know that had anything
to do with all the cravings. I'd take like one bite and automatic would be like, I'll eat the rest of that.
I don't think
that
had anything to do with emotional eating.
That was more like a lack of discipline.
Yeah, and just being gluttonous.
And Anthony, that's the number one reason that people hold on to extra weight. And I know it's hard because you have to hold yourself accountable. And it's easy to blame everything else and everyone else. But it's a lack of discipline. There's no discipline. And
it's hard to say no to those sweets or to that salty food that you love.
Or to the whole pizza.
I don't know if I'm lying to myself, but I feel like I'm gaining weight on purpose to find out which girls are more not shallow. You know, I'm trying to figure out which girls
you
are
keep telling yourself that.
Yeah.
Automatic, let Anthony have his moment.
I'm gaining weight.
You're gaining weight because you like to eat.
Come on. Dude, but also you find out which girls are shallow and only here for skinnier Anthony.
Are you shallow, Hal?
Yeah, dude. I have an amazing personality, so that's overcompensating for a lot right now, dude.
You do. You know what's interesting? We said we were going to talk about Anthony because he wanted to have a conversation. Maybe next week that's what we do. Because I remember Anthony coming in saying, dude, I stepped on a scale and I threw it across the room.
Yeah, and then your husband's like, I'm afraid of scales.
Yeah. I don't like scales.
He won't step on it.
I need a scale.
I don't like the way it makes me feel. Because even if I know that I'm down weight, like right now I'm probably down 15, 20 pounds from where I was a few months ago. But I still don't like to look at it. And the other thing that the scale does for me, once I have gone down, it gives me confidence. And then I get comfortable and then I start eating again.
And you lack discipline and you go right back.
She just yelled at you about it, dude.
That's what my wife does.
I want people to be healthy. I want you to get right with yourself. Fat is not who you are. It's just a little sum on your body, okay? We can all get healthy together.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Breakdancing invented in the good old USA. Hi, but no gold for us. Plus, we're going to talk about this chick that was bunny hopping up there. It's a lot going on, okay? Daily Dirt Time, DJ Automatic, celebrity birthdays.
Shout out to Sir Mix-a-Lot. It's his birthday today. And we also got Casey Affleck celebrating. And we also got TikTok star Dixie D'Amelio celebrating today.
Okay, so the Olympics was fabulous. The breakdancing was on point. I'm very disappointed.
No.
Breakdancing was good?
No. Okay.
You're talking about one...
No, what? I'm not talking about one. I'm talking about the whole overall competition. I feel like I've seen a lot better breakdancers in my DJing career than I saw that were on that Olympic stage.
I saw some last week that were better than some of those. But anyway, very disappointing. We didn't get a gold. We literally invented breakdancing here in the USA. Okay, whatever. Can we please talk about the Australian dancer? Her name is Rachel Gunn, a.k.a. B-Girl Ray Gunn. You know that's her name.
Oh.
If you have not seen her, go to @DanaCortezShow on Instagram or @DanaCortez. She's doing a bunny hop. She's doing all kinds of moves. I don't know. Word is she's a ballroom dancer.
She looked like a ballroom dancer trying to do hip hop. And I didn't know that she was like, she loves hip hop. She wrote her dissertation for college.
Her whole thesis. She's a PhD. She's a doctor.
Well, she looked like a doctor dancing out there.
Some doctors can dance.
Well,
people are mad at
her. She looked like somebody who studied about hip hop more than lived hip hop. That's what I'll say.
That's fine, DJ Automatic. You can't dance.
I could dance better than her.
Huh? Nah, that's
I don't know. Maybe not. But I will say this. The thing about her was she just has no rhythm. She had no, like, there was no, like, there was no soul.
Nor do I.
Yeah, but there was no soul in that dance.
Okay, look, people are angry at her because, oh my gosh, maybe breaking isn't coming back to the Olympics. It's not her. Who let her in the competition? Who said this Australian woman in the competition? It's their fault. Not her fault. She loves hip hop. She loves breakdancing. She loves breaking, period.
Well...
just like I love singing.
So if you tryna lay in these arms,
I'ma leave the door open. But nobody's gonna let me open up for them with that.
I didn't even realize.
Thank you very much.
She's the breakdancing equivalent to Dana singing.
Thanks. Go watch the video. Let's continue the conversation on social media @DanaCortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck doing something that threw me for a loop. Are they staying together or not? Let's talk about it right now. Time for the Daily Dirt, DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays first.
Speaking of Ben Affleck, it's his brother's birthday, Casey Affleck.
Okay.
We also got Sir Mix-a-Lot celebrating and TikTok star Dixie D'Amelio celebrating her birthday today.
Jennifer Lopez out and about wearing her wedding ring.
What?
Ben Affleck out and about wearing his wedding ring. At this point, they're trolling us.
They must be, because I thought they got a divorce.
No, automatic. We talk about this. Do you just not listen to me?
Well, I heard somewhere else. They were they said they were divorced.
Someone gonna be
and I was like,
about,
Dana didn't even say that.
Someone's going to be hearing about our divorce if you don't start paying attention to your wife.
Yeah.
Over Ben and Jennifer?
No, because you don't listen to me. You know, but you don't wear a wedding ring. And I've had women tell me. I noticed, Dana, when you guys do content on Instagram, at Dana Cortez, that your husband, DJ Automatic, doesn't wear a ring. And it bothers these women.
Well, they should know that I've lost 2 wedding rings. And that it's not a matter of not wanting to wear one. It's just I just keep losing them.
Yep.
I find that when you're wearing your wedding ring and you're out DJing, I think more women hit on you.
Like, I'm at least like 30-40% better looking when I have a wedding ring on. And it's just because of the wedding ring. Just because they're like, a woman sees and they're like, oh, he must do something right. I haven't worn a wedding ring for what, like over 10 years?
Well, maybe it's something we should start doing. I wonder. No, I'm going to ask the people that are listening.
I don't even know where my wedding ring is.
I do. See, that is the worst thing you ever said. Are you bothered if your man doesn't wear his ring? And I'm not talking about if he works in an oil field or he has some kind of job where he might hurt his hand.
Or he's a DJ and he has to use his hands and he could possibly get it caught in the crossfader.
Give me a break. That doesn't even make sense. 877-730-DCS. One tap in. Let's talk about it. Back with more of the show coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.